Alternating breathing patterns significantly affects brain function and mood. Recent research conducted at Chengdu Medical College has highlighted a compelling connection between respiratory patterns and neural function. Specifically, the study investigated the impact of alternating between deep and shallow breathing on brain connectivity, mood stability, and autonomic regulation. Findings from this study suggest that alternating respiration patterns can significantly enhance functional communication between brain regions, promote emotional equilibrium, and optimize autonomic nervous system performance. This emerging evidence underscores the utility of respiratory modulation not only as a physiological tool, but as a method of psychological and cognitive enhancement. The intervention requires no equipment, is accessible across a wide range of populations, and offers a low-cost, low-risk strategy for modulating brain state. The implications extend beyond mere enhancement. They challenge traditional assumptions about the passive role of respiration in cognition. The data suggests that specific, structured breathing exercises actively reorganize brain network activity, facilitating top-down regulation of emotional and physiological systems. For clinical populations such as stroke survivors, this research opens avenues for integrating breath-based practices into neurorehabilitative strategies. Importantly, the researchers call for further investigation into how this non-pharmacological technique might modulate brain function in pathological conditions, marking a shift toward integrative neuroscience-based therapeutics. The science behind breathing and brain function. Breathing is not solely a metabolic function. It is intimately intertwined with brain activity and emotional regulation. This study situates respiration at the intersection of three interdependent physiological domains: neural connectivity, respiratory rhythm, and autonomic regulation. First, the act of breathing directly alters the synchronization of neural oscillations across distributed brain regions. Functional connectivity, a measure of synchronized activity between distinct cortical and subcortical areas, varies significantly with changes in respiratory phase and depth. By altering breathing patterns, individuals can modulate large-scale neural networks, particularly those governing cognitive and emotional integration. Second, different respiratory patterns, calm, deep, shallow, and alternating, have distinct effects on cortical excitability and neurovascular coupling. Neural activity in regions such as the prefrontal cortex and insular cortex responds variably to respiratory inputs, suggesting that breathing is a modifiable driver of neural state transitions. Third, breathing affects the autonomic nervous system, particularly in terms of balancing parasympathetic and sympathetic responses. For instance, deep breathing enhances vagal activity and increases heart rate variability, HRV, a biomarker of adaptability and resilience. Alternating patterns appear to optimize this regulatory mechanism by enhancing parasympathetic tone while reducing the volatility seen in sympathetic dominant states. Taken together, these domains form an integrative model in which breath modulates mind and body via a shared neurophysiological substrates. Research methodology. The investigators designed a rigorous experimental protocol to explore the impact of breathing patterns on brain function. 31 healthy young adults, 12 men, 19 women, with a mean age of 19 years, participated in the study. Participants were instructed to engage in four distinct breathing protocols: calm, shallow, deep, and alternating between deep and shallow, each implemented under controlled laboratory conditions. The alternating breathing condition consisted of sequential periods of deep and shallow breathing, each distinctly cued to avoid confusion. This design ensured that any neural or autonomic changes could be causally attributed to the manipulated breathing patterns rather than spontaneous variability. To measure brain function, the study employed functional near-infrared spectroscopy, FNIRS, a non-invasive imaging technique that captures cortical hemodynamic responses. A 48-channel FNIRS system with light sources emitting at 730 nanometers and 850 nanometers was used. This enabled precise detection of changes in oxyhemoglobin and deoxyhemoglobin concentrations at a sampling rate of 11 hertz, yielding high spatial and temporal resolution. Additionally, facial expressions, and vital signs were continuously recorded to assess the emotional and physiological effects of each breathing condition. The comprehensive design provided converging lines of evidence neuroimaging, autonomic markers, and emotional behavior strengthening the internal and external validity of the findings. Breathing pattern specifications. Each breathing condition was standardized with clearly defined temporal parameters to facilitate precise comparisons. In the calm breathing condition, participants maintained their natural respiratory rhythm, serving as a baseline. This allowed for within-subject comparisons, minimizing inter-individual variability. Deep breathing was structured with a symmetrical 4-second inhalation and 4-second exhalation, forming an 8-second respiratory cycle. This pattern is commonly associated with increased vagal tone and resonance frequency breathing in psychophysiological research. The shallow breathing condition, by contrast, employed a rapid cycle of 1-second inhalation and 1-second exhalation, which is often linked to increased sympathetic arousal and reduced HRV. The alternating breathing condition, which produced the most robust effects, required participants to shift between the deep and shallow patterns in a controlled sequence. Specifically, subjects engaged in 4 seconds of deep breathing, followed by 2 seconds of shallow breathing, repeating this cycle for several minutes. Between each condition, participants rested for 1 to 2 minutes to avoid fatigue and ensure physiological parameters returned to baseline. This washout period minimized carryover effects, allowing for clearer attribution of outcomes to the breathing intervention. The detailed operationalization of each condition enabled the researchers to isolate the impact of breathing rhythm on neurophysiological function. Key findings: brain connectivity. One of the most notable outcomes of the study was the significant enhancement in brain connectivity observed during alternating breathing. The prefrontal cortex, particularly the prefrontal pole, demonstrated the highest increase in functional connectivity. This region is crucial for executive function, emotion regulation, and goal-directed behavior, suggesting that breath modulation may have a direct impact on cognitive control processes. In the frontal lobe, increased activity was detected in the bilateral anterior gyrus. In contrast, the parietal lobe exhibited stronger connectivity in the bilateral central posterior gyrus, regions involved in attention, body awareness, and sensory integration. The temporal lobe also showed enhanced activity in the posterior superior temporal gyrus, an area associated with social cognition and auditory processing. Lastly, the occipital lobe exhibited improved functioning within the visual association cortex, suggesting a global upregulation of sensory networks. Importantly, alternating breathing was the only condition that produced a continuous parietal frontal temporal loop, indicating a unique pattern of network-wide integration. This triadic connectivity model suggests that alternating breath rhythms may prime the brain for improved coordination between affective, cognitive, and sensory systems, supporting the hypothesis that breath acts as a regulator of whole brain dynamics. Emotional and physiological effects. Emotionally, alternating breathing conferred measurable benefits across several indices. Participants reported lower levels of negative emotion, specifically anger, sadness, and fear, compared to other conditions. At the same time, the magnitude of positive emotions was also reduced, with a corresponding increase in emotionally neutral expressions. This balanced affective profile implies not emotional blunting, but enhanced emotional regulation. In affective neuroscience, the ability to maintain a stable, neutral mood despite internal or external fluctuations is considered a hallmark of emotional resilience. Participants engaging in alternating breathing demonstrated fewer facial muscle movements associated with affective volatility, further supporting this interpretation. Physiologically, alternating breathing induced significantly higher SDNN values, an established HRV metric indicating greater variability in the intervals between heartbeats. This is interpreted as a marker of flexible autonomic control and efficient parasympathetic dominance. Furthermore, heart rate remained stable with minimal fluctuations, indicating autonomic coherence. Compared to calm or deep-only conditions, alternating breathwork appeared to foster dynamic but balanced physiological states. The convergence of emotional flattening, autonomic flexibility, and synchronized cortical activity suggests a highly adaptive state conducive to both mental clarity and physiological equilibrium. Implications for stroke rehabilitation. The results of this study carry important implications for post-stroke care. Stroke patients frequently exhibit impaired respiratory mechanics due to muscle weakness, diaphragmatic paralysis, or central control deficits. These limitations not only hinder recovery, but also increase the risk of pulmonary complications such as aspiration pneumonia. Introducing structured breathing protocols, particularly alternating deep and shallow breathing, could offer dual benefits: restoring respiratory function and modulating neural activity in brain regions essential for recovery. In addition to respiratory improvements, the observed neuroplastic effects in the prefrontal and parietal cortices suggest potential for functional reorganization within damaged areas. Emotional dysregulation is another common post-stroke symptom that can interfere with rehabilitation adherence and quality of life. The emotional stability conferred by alternating breathing may help stroke survivors manage frustration, apathy, and depressive symptoms more effectively. Ultimately, enhancing HRV and autonomic flexibility may improve cardiac function, reduce stress vulnerability, and promote overall recovery. Together, these findings advocate for the integration of targeted breath work into comprehensive stroke rehabilitation programs, promoting not only motor recovery, but also cognitive emotional resilience and physiological self-regulation. Future research directions. While the findings are promising, the researchers acknowledge several limitations and avenues for future investigation. Notably, the current sample consisted solely of healthy young adults. Stroke patients were not included. Future studies should extend this research to more diverse populations, incorporating various ages, genders, and clinical conditions to assess generalizability. Longitudinal studies are also necessary to evaluate the sustained effects of alternating breathing over weeks or months. It remains unclear whether the observed benefits persist after the intervention ends or require ongoing practice. Mechanistic studies could explore how alternating breathing affects brain function at the molecular or network level. Techniques such as EEG, fMRI, or MEG could offer greater spatial and temporal resolution to investigate oscillatory dynamics and neurotransmitter release. Finally, clinical implementation research should aim to develop standardized breathing protocols that are scalable, safe, and effective in medical settings. This would involve training rehabilitation professionals, incorporating biofeedback tools, and evaluating patient outcomes through randomized controlled trials. Overall, the study lays the groundwork for a new line of inquiry at the intersection of respiratory science, neurorehabilitation, and cognitive effective neuroscience. Why should we be cautious? While deep breathing is often promoted for its calming effects, it carries the potential risk of inducing overbreathing and consequent hypocapnia, abnormally low level of carbon dioxide in the blood. Excessive ventilation, especially when not balanced with metabolic demand, can lead to respiratory alkalosis, cerebral vasoconstriction, and reduced oxygen delivery to brain tissue despite increased oxygen intake. This paradoxical effect may result in symptoms such as dizziness, lightheadedness, anxiety, and even cognitive impairment. In therapeutic contexts, particularly with vulnerable populations such as stroke survivors or individuals with anxiety disorders, care must be taken to avoid prescribing overly prolonged or forceful deep breathing exercises. Breathing protocols should be guided by physiological monitoring and grounded in individual tolerance to prevent dysregulated respiratory chemistry and its associated adverse effects.